Good morning. It's June 25th, 2019. And I'll call the meeting of Story County Supervisors, who are meeting as Drainage District Trustees, to order. Are we recording?
Yes.
Good. Okay, we have here Supervisors Olson and Heddens, also Kent Rohde, our engineer, our Drainage District Engineer, Darren Moon, County Engineer, Scott Wall, Drainage District Clerk, and I'm not sure, I don't know who you are. Yeah.
Oh, Martha Clifford.
Martha Clifford is here also as guest. Thank you very much.
Martha, I think, is actually in Story County, Drainage District Number 5 Grant, correct?
Grant.
Well, I'm not supposed to be in it, but I'm located
in regard,
there.
Yeah, in regards to.
Okay. Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay, we have two items today. The first item is to consider selecting a bid for a tile repair under the Union Pacific Railroad right-of-way on the east tile fork of Drainage District Richland 20. As the agenda says, two bids were received and opened. Both exceeded $50,000. We will consider whether it's appropriate to hold a public hearing on the proposed repair. Is there any discussion on that? Or Kent, did you have something? Or Scott, did you have something to say about it first?
Well, I just wanted to go over the bid tabulation a bit and point out that, if you have a copy of our recommendation in the bid tab, the bids were approximately 50% over our estimated cost. However, a large part of that is due to the track monitoring and observation, and some of the smaller items where we're connecting that board pipe, steel casing pipe, to the existing tile. Those short lengths are expensive. I think we were looking at if a regular drainage contractor would install those, what those prices would be. In this case, I think these contractors are choosing to do that themselves rather than trying to bring in another separate contractor that inflates the cost. Also, the small quantities, it costs the same amount to haul 4 pieces of pipe as it does 10, for example. So those are the things that kind of inflated these costs beyond what we had estimated. Dealing with the Union Pacific Railroad is always a challenge. They have a number of requirements. The grouting and filling of the old tile was one of those. Track monitoring, they have to have a flagger on site the whole time during the boring process. They have to monitor, which means take elevations on the track as the bore occurs so the track does not deflect by more than a quarter of an inch. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of concerns there that the boring contractor would have in dealing with rail pros and the people they have monitoring a lot of this stuff. So that's the reason for the increase in cost. I don't feel that there's anything that can be done to reduce that cost. Rebidding would not gain us anything. Plus, it would also delay the project. Landowners in this area have been waiting for this for some time. And that delay the project would present costs to the landowners. And I don't think it would. Scott has provided some code, some copies of the code with the agenda and highlighted items of significance that state that if the estimated cost is below $50,000, hearing is not required. Estimated cost, of course, was $49,000, below the $50,000. It's also a repair, which trustees, the code reads that they shall keep the facilities in good repair. So it's not an improvement of that landowners can object to, or that could be stopped by a remonstrance. It's a repair that would have to proceed even if there were comments made otherwise.
But the code only still does require if the estimate is more than $50,000, even if it's a repair.
Correct.
If there's a public hearing, even though we have to do it, they still, okay.
Right. If the estimated cost was yes. greater than $50,000, then a hearing is required,
okay.
even for a repair or an
improvement. Okay. Scott, do you have anything to add?
No.
Darren, do you have anything to add? Okay. Are there questions of Kent or of our staff who are here?
No, I don't have any questions. Thank you for providing the Excel sheet. Was that you?
Well, that was me.
Thank you, Scott.
Has not seen that. I prepared my Excel sheet this morning showing what landowners would pay on a $100,000 project, which just looks like it could easily get to $85,000 to $90,000 with engineering fees and with some things that Darren's office has done.
Okay. Thank you, then Scott, also. Okay. And thank you for, yes, providing the various codes, et cetera. I think we have a logical, well-documented case for moving forward without the public hearing, in my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I would provide that. I also think we're
given the weather and given dealing with the railroad is always a growth opportunity. Yeah. Okay.
The only thing that I saw that I did kind of want to comment on, because I went through the code section, and under 468.126.1c, there was a kind of pesky phrase, if the estimated cost of repair exceeds the adjusted competitive bid threshold, the board should provide notice. And both Scott and I went looking through that, and
that's hard to find.
It's clear as mud.
About 90,000 right now, I think. We deal with that on
okay.
It
references several. So you read one section, it references three or four other sections, and you read them, and they reference the same section. They all reference each other. But the gist I got from it was that whatever that threshold is, if you exceed it, you have to have competitive bids. Which is what we did.
Which is what we did anyway.
Yeah.
So, and it's 90,000, you're saying?
It changes every year. That's why it's hard to find what the number actually is.
But it simply requires bids. It doesn't require a hearing. Shall provide notice. And we're providing notice to the landowners.
Our low bid was under that number. So.
Oh, okay. So we're good. So never mind that. We did our due diligence and we found out it doesn't apply. But it was kind of a, like I said, pesky phrase. I kept reading it saying, does this apply to this situation? And glad to hear that it doesn't. Okay, I have no further questions. I would entertain a motion to approve the bid.
Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion to approve the bid.
I second.
Okay. And we did not include a public hearing in that motion. So, Heddens?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Okay.
And just to be specific, that was the low bid for Iowa Trenchless.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Iowa Trenchless.
Want to clarify.
Okay, second, we're going to hear progress reports on the status of ongoing projects by Bolton and Mank Inc. in the drainage districts as itemized. So.
Yeah, I've...
You've given us a lot of paper. If you can quickly run us through it, that would be
sorry,
great.
Sorry, yeah, it's okay. Too late for me. I felt to email electronically that information, so I provided paper copies you have in front of you. If you'd like electronic, I can still do that.
That'd be great. Yeah, please.
But starting with on top was the drainage district number 20 Richland schedule. Again, these are proposed schedules. They're all tentative until but time things change. Obviously, DD20, we're most familiar with, we just awarded that. Some of these dates are in the past. We're obviously up to June 25th for the award. Figure in a couple of weeks we'll have contracts and bonds back from the selected contractor from Iowa Trench List, and the board would approve those, and construction could theoretically begin as early as August 1st. Again, the contractor doesn't have a specific date he needs to start, but he has to be complete by December 1st. And after that time is complete, we would have a completion hearing, at which time landowners on whose property the work was performed would be notified, and they can provide damages for any crops that were damaged during the repair work. They would be compensated for that. Next, if you want to look at drainage system number 5 grant, again, a lot of these things were in the past. There was an informational meeting clear back in 2016, I understand. Realize a lot of you people weren't involved with that back at that date.
No,
a lot has happened at the time and in the lifespan of this project. Going down to, there was the last thing that occurred was the hearing on December 11th of last year. We have been preparing final plans and specifications to this point. We are now actually tomorrow, finally, we're looking for a contractor to locate and pothole some number of gas mains that are located within this area, as well as water mains. We thought we had one located, found that would do the work, then he quit responding. So now we've found somebody else to do that, and I think we're on track for getting that done tomorrow. At that time, we then can adjust our tile to try and avoid those lines, because those costs of relocating those would be the cost of the drainage district.
So in the future, moving forward, it would be helpful if the supervisors knew that, too, and I assume you notified Scott and Darren of it?
Of what?
That you were having an issue with the gas mains?
Yeah, I notified them that we were locating.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to turn to Scott and Darren and ask, what is easier for you, to let Kent notify you guys and then you notify the Board of Supervisors right away with an email, or would it be just for Kent to put all of us on the same email of notification?
I think either way. I mean, we would just forward Kent's email to you, I think. And
okay.
Unless Darren sees it differently.
I generally, at the end of my quarterly reports, have a drainage district update, but that's quarterly. And I guess if I feel urgent, I'll let you know that, because I didn't see this as real urgent.
Okay. The issue that comes up is that the supervisors are out there talking to people, and we get asked questions. And I've not been asked any on Grant 5, but certainly prior to the last couple months, you know, everyone was stealing questions from Grant 5. And so if the supervisors can be kept aware with just enough, like just forward that email, not for us to get involved in it, but for us to know the same thing that the key employees know, that is helpful for us in our roles as serving our constituents.
I think you can make that request, but I would also say that it's very hard for staff sometimes to know what supervisors may or may not be interested in. If I've had a constituent comment or question, I will get a hold of somebody, and usually I have a response within a couple hours to get back to that constituent. So I don't know that I feel the need for, you know, I mean, fine, if you think there's something, but without us giving you a laundry list of every single thing we want to know, I kind of find it would be hard from a staff perspective.
I don't feel we have to get a laundry list. We just ask. I would think a delay would be something that the public would ask. But just send, I'm fine to receive it. And maybe that's from my previous background, is receiving three notices of something is more important to me than receiving no notices of something.
I'm not thinking about supervisor's time as much as I'm thinking of staff time.
I would read that. As a supervisor, I would read that. I consider that part of my job. I consider that for me the way that I remain reportable and accountable to the citizens by knowing what's happening. So it sounds like we've got a disagreement here. I'm going to make a motion and then see where it goes, that the staff forward those status emails that present information related to a delay or an unusual circumstance in a project. Do I have a second?
So how long of a delay are you looking at? I mean, if it's a month delay or 2 months, I'm not sure I necessarily need that information, but if it's maybe 6 months or longer, that's something to know.
This was a delay of 1 to 2 months, I believe, correct? This is a project that's a $5 million, grant five, happens to be a $5 million project. And it also happens to be we had to move the meeting back in, was it 2017, one of them? We went over to the community building because we could not hold, we knew we wouldn't hold everybody here. It's a huge district, too. We've got complications. Well, we've got the involvement of the city of Ames since they've annexed. This is not your usual project, and that is part of why I feel that notifying us with so many parties involved, so many stakeholders involved, this is the kind of thing that I feel moves forward.
Jared, did you have something?
I just want to clarify a little bit how this even happened. Kent originally contacted me to look for assistance so we could help dig the holes to find these tiles. And so then I contacted the gas company, and they were very uncomfortable with us, or they wouldn't allow us to dig over their line. It said it had to be a private contractor with potholes. Then we worked through the process to find that contractor. So it was an ongoing process, and we didn't know how much this was going to delay us. And we finally got an answer on
the weather.
How much is going to delay us now?
Between the weather and the contractor scheduling, there's been delays. And then now lately, the contractor hasn't been responding. So upset about that, so then we find a different contractor, and fortunately he's able to do it rather quickly now.
This is kind of
but in any respect, all of you, if you have a question from a landowner that you don't feel comfortable answering, refer that landowner to me, or you can contact me directly.
Well, I think you're involved in the discussion. I think it's our discussion about how we want to be notified by staff. Right. And I don't understand why it's hard for them just to hit a forward, and why we as supervisors can't hit delete if we don't care.
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm just trying to figure out for myself as what is the determinant of a length of time. Right. And some of it is, I'm not sure we're not micromanaging anything here. They worked it out. If they want to
forward the time, micromanagement versus passing on information are two different things. And I am concerned. Grant 5 is so big here, okay? I may not have cared on Richland 20, right? So I toss it and I move on with my day and what I'm focused on. Grant 5 is so complicated on this. So I'd like to have each one of us as have the option of making that decision for ourselves. And most certainly, if I get asked a question, I'm not going to answer something. But sometimes it is just good for us to be able to have a conversation. And Lisa, part of this is related to an ongoing campaign of mine about hearing about citations on our buildings and all kinds of things that we haven't known about until after the fact. So it's all I'm asking.
Is there any further discussion? If not, we do have a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion. I mean, I just want to make sure we're not micromanaging, and we can review it further if necessary to get that.
Could you read the motion back, Scott?
Four of us.
Okay.
staff board information concerning delays of work or unusual circumstances to the board. In this case,
delays of concern.
Right. So in this case, when it started, from what Darren is saying, there was no expectation that it would be delayed. So I'm not sure if you want to say delays or unusual circumstances, or if you just want any progress reports forwarded to you.
I'm good with unusual circumstances and even modifying it further.
Okay, this is getting to be more than we expected, and then we send it to you when we could have done it a month earlier.
I think that's where I was trying to get at with the...
Got it. Okay.
Here.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't know if something's going to be delayed when we start it.
Right.
So can I amend my own to delays of unusual instead of an or? Would you accept that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Is then is there further discussion? Olson?
Aye.
Hidden?
Aye.
Merkin? No. Okay, we'll go on to the next report then. Thank you.
Yeah, and the next would be Drains District, Joint Drains District number one. That's with the story in Hamilton County. That was a watershed review that we were recently appointed to. You need to determine if there's a, that can be handled as a voluntary annexation or involuntary annexation. Of course, none of that watershed determination has been done. But we'll proceed with that in the next few months. Provide a report.
Any questions on this report?
None.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll go to the next.
Next, I have Joint Drainage District Number 1, Story in Polk County. There was a petition for landowners in the lower portion of the county and involves Polk County as well. They have poor drainage, as I understand it. Met with them a week ago. Two of the landowners that were petitioners. There's an obvious need for improved drainage, and I see that proceeding as an improvement. But again, we will prepare a report later this year, gather survey information, history, do a capacity analysis of the existing facilities, and provide options for repair or improvement to landowners here in
Any questions on Story Polk Joint Drainage District 1 report?
No.
Thank you.
Next is Joint Drainage District number 4. This is with Boone County, Boone Control. There's an area actually 93B, and the naming convention is a little confusing on this.
There's some discrepancies in what Boone County and Story County name this district. It's Boone Story 4.
But I think you settled on Joint Drainage District number 4, but for now,
we'll
get to that. But there was earlier there was some work on lateral A that we did that was able to be rectified with some cleaning. But this is the main tile, just outstanding auto. South of West Lincoln Way, you know where outstanding auto is?
Yes, because I remember us dealing with the lateral and the stone.
You were involved with that?
Right, I was involved with that one. Yeah.
And we got that resolved, but this is another issue where the main tile was underneath the trailer park, and there's concerns that that tile is not functioning. Looking at rerouting that tile to the south of the trailer park, or there's a lateral that goes to the north and crosses under Lincoln Way, that would have to be brought down. A lot of things to consider here, whether that is a repair or improvement. I believe at this time it would be a repair. But anyhow, we hope to have a report on that in September.
Okay. Any questions on the Boone Story District 4?
No.
Okay, thank you. Then we're down to 28.1.
Joint Drainage District 28-1. That again is a joint Boone Story project. There was a petition for an open ditch clean out. We have the survey completed. We actually have some preliminary plans in place, or we need to write the report. We need a little more history, I think, on that, put that report together, and get to file that in.
Okay. Any questions on this specific report?
No.
Kent, I want to thank you for doing these reports. I think if I get a question, I can go to my file. They can say, okay, here's where we are, and I might ask for an update if somebody's concerned. But this really works for me, and I don't know if you can, if this is not too much trouble, if you can maybe every few months update them if there's changes and kind of note them on there where there's a change.
Absolutely.
That could be really helpful to us.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I apologize. I'll get you electronic copies. I know the paper, dealing with paper anymore. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Especially in your position.
Would you date them when you send the electronic copies?
I can, yes.
Okay. I just dated mine as I went through, but if you could date them, that could
be. That's a good idea to put a date on.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any other questions? There's nothing else on our agenda.
No. Thank you for doing that. It really is helpful, I think.
So I'd entertain a motion for us to adjourn.
So moved.
Olson. Second by Hedden. Olson?
Aye.
Hedden?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. We are adjourned.
I'm going to make a quick run out and I'll be back.
Okay, I'm going to wait.
Can I?
Can I?